This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online Today's Health News and Informational Podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at fructose and the brain, disc herniations and inflammation, and finally a story about the CMS and Medicare and compliance with eligibility and claim status. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 392. Recorded January 11th, 2013. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. In a recent study examining possible factors regarding the associations between fructose consumption and weight gain, brain magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, of study participants indicated that ingestion of glucose, but not fructose, reduced cerebral blood flow and activity in brain regions that regulate appetite, and ingestion of glucose, but not fructose, produced increased ratings of satiety and fullness. This was according to a preliminary study published in the January 2, 2013 issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA. Increases in fructose consumption have paralleled the increasing prevalence of obesity, and high fructose diets are thought to promote weight gain and insulin resistance. Fructose ingestion produces smaller increases in circulating satiety hormones compared with glucose ingestion, and central administration of fructose provokes feeding in rodents, whereas centrally administered glucose promotes satiety, according to background information in the article. Thus, fructose possibly increases food-seeking behavior and increases food intake. How brain regions associated with fructose and glucose-mediated changes in animal feeding behaviors translates to humans is not completely understood. The study concluded that in a series of exploratory analyses, consumption of fructose compared with glucose resulted in a distinct pattern of regional cerebral blood flow and a smaller increase in systemic glucose, insulin, and glucagon-like polypeptide 1 levels. As always, discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. A recent study published in the journal Spine had the goal of the development of an animal model for the study of biochemical changes that occur in the epidural space after intervertebral disc herniation. Although strong evidence for an inflammatory component exists, the biochemical processes underlying pain after disc herniation remain unknown. Multiplex assays quantifying interleukin, tumor necrosis factor, etc. were performed. The nucleus pulposus was also analyzed for these cytokines by placing nucleus pulposus into saline and measuring the relative concentration. In this model of acute non-compressive disc herniation, nucleus pulposus caused elevation of epidural interleukin 6, tumor necrosis factor alpha, and interferon gamma, all attenuated by interferon gamma blockade. Interleukin 1 beta and interleukin 10 were both significantly elevated by saline alone, and their response was not prevented by interferon gamma blockade. This model may prove useful for the study of the biochemical processes by which nucleus pulposus induces inflammation-induced nerve root irritation and radiculopathic pain. Surf to our show notes for links. Recently, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the Office of eHealth Standards and Services, the OESS, announced that to reduce the potential of significant disruption to the healthcare industry, it will not initiate enforcement action until March 31st of this year, 2013, with respect to HIPAA-covered entities, including health plans, healthcare providers, and clearinghouses as applicable. That are not in compliance with the operating rules adopted for the following transactions as required by the Affordable Care Act, eligibility for health plan and health care claim status. Notwithstanding OESS's discretionary application of its enforcement authority, the compliance date for using the operating rules remains January 1st of this year, 2013. Industry feedback suggests that HIPAA-covered entities have not reached a threshold whereby a majority of covered entities would be able to be in compliance with the operating rules by January 1st of this year. Although enforcement action will not be taken, the OESS will accept complaints associated with compliance with the operating rules beginning January 1st, 2013. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Walt Disney. You may not realize it when it happens, but a kick in the teeth may be the best thing in the world for you. For Chiropractic Online Today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Iglo. Looking at the world through the sunset in your train to clear Moroccan skies. Ducks and pigs and chickens call. Animal carpet wall to wall. American ladies 5 foot tall and blue. Sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. Had to get away to see what we could find. Hope the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen not to what's been said to you. Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board the train. All on board the train. I've been saving all my money just to take you there. I smell the garden in your hair.
Casablanca going south. Blowing smoke rings from the corners of my mouth. Helicopters hang in the air, charming cobras in the square. Stretcher leathers we can wear at home. Well, let me hear you now.
Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board.